There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dakota town has been evacuated after a train derailment this morning. Wells County Sheriff's Office telling us that BNSF has confirmed a train went off the tracks near Heimdall, North Dakota. We didn't actually need that confirmation because we've seen the actual photos. And it is reportedly as many as nine. I've heard five and I've heard nine, so I'm not sure which is right. But an official with the Harvey Fire Department, I guess, told Valley News Live it was at least five oil tankers that were burning. But we've had photos sent to us as well, and it confirms the fact. If you're anywhere near Heimdall, Harvey, New Rockford, that region, let us know what you see, would you? At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, from the legendary 550 KFYR in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the flag in Fargo, Moorhead. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson and KTGO in Tioga, where I'm told it is raining. Are you ready for this? I'd like to see this coming out of the sky. Axes and hammer handles.
I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah. It's raining axes and hammer handles by McGregor, at least, north of Tioga. And because we're glad. The rain has happened. I'm in Minot, First International Bank and Trust today, their newest location on the North Hill, the newest branch of First International Bank, 23rd branch now. And the location is 2150 21st Avenue Northwest. Love all our listeners in and around Minot. If you're up in the North Hill today, pop by and say hi. I'll be here till for the next hour or so. I'd love to see you. We're waiting for Congressman Kevin Cramer to join us this hour of the program, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Pick up the patch efforts are underway again all weekend long. A lot of them find an area near you where you can help out, volunteer. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource. Check it out from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Here's a call that came in earlier from a listener about the workforce worries that we have based on the story out of Trail King. Go ahead and roll that, Tom.
Yeah, guys. Say, I'm part of that screwed up, kind of lazy generation, you know, below you guys, and I got to tell you, I don't take offense to that at all. I completely agree with you. I'm 28, not to toot my own horn or nothing. I work two and three jobs, and I feel I work pretty hard. I've got friends, and I know people where I come from that, believe it or not, they're already living off the government as far as welfare and in programs such as that, or I know them, they went through college that their parents paid for, and now they got out of college, and they're not doing anything. They're living in their folks' basement still. I mean, there's all kinds of people hiring, but they don't really have the ambition to go look. And I'll tell you what else. If you guys think you're scared for the future when it comes to that, you ought to be their age and be in my shoes. That scares me to death. Going to be a long road.
Yeah, appreciate the call. It scares me too, and that's and I think we just need to have a conversation about it. You know, we could, and I often do. And this Trail King CEO said, "Hey, I'm to blame, and our generation is to blame because we raised these kids. Obviously, didn't do a good enough job." But you know what? That's like crying over spilt milk in my mind. We are where we are, and I've heard this from a lot of employers. I mean, again, it just this the younger generation just isn't, you know, the loyalty to a job isn't that big a deal. Even owning a home isn't that big of a deal. Why do you think you see so many apartments going up? Because to them it isn't, you know, the American dream isn't about owning a home. It's about, I guess, just being free to kind of bounce from job to job or town to town or whatever. Point is, it is what it is. And 10 and 20 years down the road, they're going to make up the majority of the workforce. 30 years down the road, right? I mean, just do the math. As folks that retire, that started their places, at a, you know, I mean, there was a generation where you worked where you worked, and you just did that. And that number has continued to shrink. as you know, the workforce comes up, to the point now the millennials average is 2 years on the job. So my thought is, tell me if I'm wrong, it is what it is. We better find a way to deal with that and just know you're going to constantly have that change and or affect some change with that group, I guess. That's where I think the conversation needs to go. That's where I find my thoughts drifting towards when I see stories like this. So, fascinating discussion that we'll continue to have right here. Wednesday means Talk Radio Town Hall Day, and Congressman Kevin Cramer, fresh off a conversation with veterans up in beautiful Botno, North Dakota, last night in a town hall for those folks yesterday afternoon, joins us on our newsmaker line to take your calls today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Welcome back, Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hey, Scott. Great to be back with you from Bismarck, although I'm driving around right now. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen the news that there not long ago was another train derailment in North Dakota near Heimdall. A number of cars are on fire. They're Bakkenfood cars, and so I'm on my way to go to that scene along with some folks from John Risch, who's you probably know John, a long time citizen of North Dakota, and of course railroad engineer, and now represents the United Transportation Workers out in Washington D.C. And so he was home today meeting with me this morning on some rail safety issues, and while he was in my office, we got the word that there's been a derailment. So we're headed out here shortly for Heimdall.
Yeah, we've seen the photos we mentioned at the top of the program, and have encouraged others that are up there and near the scene to give us an update, because it's one of those, you know, we've seen this movie before, right? And the photos suggest this is again quite the scene. What's going through your mind right now, knowing that there's another one and it has produced kind of the scene that we've seen before?
Well, what's going through my mind, of course, is the new rule that just came out, and you know, it's like I've said many times, I don't know that. I know there's not a silver bullet. We certainly want to avoid these things at all as much as possible, and then mitigate them when they do happen, and certainly ensure that our first responders are well equipped and prepared to get to the scene and mitigate damage after the accidents occurred. So, you know, the question I always have is how much mitigation is enough? Can you get to 100%? I think that's pretty clear. You cannot. Obviously, these new rules have not, you know, been implemented yet, but to some degree, some of them have, as we know, because of the new 1232 cars, which are part of the new rule, thickness of the steel. But how thick does steel have to get to prevent fuel from catching fire when a bunch of metal is, you know, creates sparks? I don't know. You know, so the other thing that goes through my mind over and over and over again, Scott, is that this is why we need more pipelines. You know, all the above transportation system is as important as an all the above energy solution, and so we just need to get a better balance of, you know, transportation means for moving stock and crude. But in this particular case, we don't know much, if anything at all, other than that there are about five or six tanker cars on fire. The others have been pulled away. About 40 people have been evacuated. So that's, you know, the scene so far seems to be at least safe for now. But we'll see.
Hasn't there been a proposed regulation change on strengthening tanker cars before the federal government for a long time?
There has, and it's taken a long time to get to that regulation. You know, the rule is now out. The decision in the rule was that came out last week is that, you know, 9/16-inch steel is what's required in new cars being built, you know, going forward, of course. That the older cars that aren't 9/16 need to be retrofitted with a jacket that further strengthens the steel. Then there's the issue of the valves on the top of the car and the release valves to relieve pressure easier, quicker. There's the issue of train speeds, which has, that's a double-edged sword when you start, talking about train speed. So much of, I think, what's lost a lot of times, too, is these accidents are very unfortunate. They are very profound. They are quite dramatic, and they represent about 0.1% of the oil that is moved by rail. When you're trying to get to that last 0.1% toward 100% of safety, you really do wonder if it's, is it possible, and then what is the cost to it? It would be sort of like saying, what would it take to make sure that nobody was ever, that there was never an accident on the interstate highway system?
You could, and a cost-benefit analysis then needs to ensue. Congressman Kevin Cramer here to take your questions as he makes his way to Heimdall, North Dakota. Give us a ring at 800-228-0550 today.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back in Minot today, broadcasting from First International Bank of Trust. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer. A couple calls have come in already, and we also have some emails with some questions. He's making his way to Heimdall, North Dakota, to have a firsthand look at that train derailment there. We'll keep you posted on that as we go as well. Time to chat with Perry Olson again from First International Bank of Trust before we bring Kevin back in. We are live today at the newest branch of First International Bank of Trust, up in the North Hill. in Minot. And Perry, congratulations, by the way, on
thanks.
A wonderful place to call home here every workday, right?
It is, absolutely. It's good to be on North Hill, our 23rd branch for First International.
And I'm guessing there's going to be a 24th and a 25th and probably a 26th, right?
We're certainly going that direction. In fact, funny you bring that up. We're getting ready to construct a second branch in Watford City where the bank is headquartered. And big news, hopefully in the next year, year and a half, we will be coming to Bismarck, First International Bank and Trust. Not in Bismarck yet, but, hey, we're going to be there very soon with a really beautiful building coming up right next to the Capitol. So we are very excited about that for First International Bank and Trust.
That sounds great. The growth continues. And day in, day out, how do you help folks here at First International Bank and Trust?
Well, you know, we're a community bank. We still consider ourselves a small community bank. But when you talk about all these branches, we are big. We're hiring all the time. We can do anything that you need when those financial services are needed. You know, we like to say that you're going to get exceptional customer service from, you know, your neighbors and deliver the services that you would maybe expect out of big-time national banks. You know, we're getting bigger, and we have the people that can take care of all the needs that people have. And, it's a fun time to be a part of First International Bank and Trust.
Do you have an overwhelming urge as a former journalist to ask a question of Congressman Cramer here on the program today? Or?
Boy, I sure do. I didn't take any notes. Let's see. Can he hear me right now?
Can I
ask him a question?
Yes, he can. Yeah.
I'll say, Congressman Cramer.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen? You know, I just saw it on Fox News right now that this train derailment is national news, and they all are now. Is there going to be some, action taken in Congress? Do you see this as it keeps happening, the push to get something done in Washington?
Sure. Well, as we were saying a little bit ago, the new rule came out last week from the Department of Transportation Pipeline Hazardous Material Safety Administration relating to rail safety, and it's a pretty comprehensive rule. It includes everything from the new tank cars, which is where most of the focus has been on, and what's going to be the standard for the tank cars: thickness of steel, types of relief valves, the ECP brakes, which we're hearing a lot about. It's a braking system that is electronic, allows faster braking, more even braking. That's one of the requirements. It's one of the more controversial requirements. Train speeds are going to be being somewhat regulated, but the issue, frankly, that wasn't involved in this rule or wasn't addressed in this rule is probably something that's yet to be determined because there's a lot of study going on, and that is regarding the volatility of Bakken crude and whether there's a stabilization process that could actually make the Bakken crude less flammable. But to me, I think the biggest issue is there's just so much of it on the rails. And when you're putting out 700,000-plus barrels per day, putting it on our rails because we have inadequate pipeline capacity to move oil in the safest way manageable possible as well as the most efficient, that gets, I think, to the heart of it. The easiest way to prevent a crude oil rail accident is to have it in a pipeline and not on trains.
Yeah, good point. Nice job, Perry.
Yeah, well, it was all right.
No, it's good.
Thanks,
yeah.
Scott. Thanks, Congressman.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for the question.
Used to watch Perry Olson.
I thought he'd ask about Dodd-Frank, or something real like that.
Well, I tell you what, that's a whole other show, as we say.
Yeah,
for sure, yeah.
Well, and we did, Perry. Of course, I know him very well because he's just been such a great activist up in Minot, and, of course, a longtime broadcaster, and he always treated me fairly, but never preferentially, I'll tell you that much.
Thanks, Perry.
Well, tell the congressman you come on into the bank and we'll give you some preferential treatment.
There you go. Now times have changed.
No, I'm only talking about cookies and coffee and popcorn, though. So.
Yeah, thank you, because we know what happens to members of Congress who get preferential treatment.
Yeah. Well, he can give you a bag of popcorn because he can give me one and anybody else who walks in. So it's really not preferential treatment. It's just for everybody that walks in the door. By the way, they have a popcorn machine. I do love that. But to Perry's point, in all seriousness, I mean, okay, this happened a few hours ago. It's on Fox News already this morning, right? And trust me, it's not very often Heimdall, North Dakota gets on Fox News Channel. But, in other words, Matt Rose isn't a happy guy today, right? Harold Hamm, who famously a year ago, I think, at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, said, hey, we're one train derailment away from being shut down, right? after what had happened and all the uproar over Castleton, North Dakota. I mean, to your point, one of these incidents happens in a major metropolitan city, and there is going to be some overreaction big time. So why not get expedited pipelines? Why not get expedited regulations out of the federal government? I mean, this should prompt major action and unprecedented move, shouldn't it?
Well, yes, it should, but the oil companies have some responsibility in this as well, in that when pipeline companies propose pipelines and then they come with the open season where the oil companies have to make long-term commitments to the pipeline so that they can commit certain number of barrels that make the pipeline feasible. You know, that everybody has to be in on it together. So you have to have the investment in the pipelines. You have to have the certainty of the customer, of the load, if you will. And so, the trains provide a very valuable resource in terms of moving lots of things to market, obviously, including oil and including other, products. But at the same time, it can't be the only one. It's out of balance right now. And so, you can mitigate a lot of the risk by having less dependence on this form of transportation. So, yeah, everybody's got a stake in it. Now, with regard to the rule and the government's, I think you alluded, Scott, to, a faster response and that sort of thing. Well, it took 2 years to get this first rule out, but there are already people mad about it, And so, sometimes I think you can do it quickly and do it poorly. You can do it, you can take a long time to do it poorly. You can do it quickly and do it well, but you're never going to do it in a way that everybody's satisfied either. Just some prudence is required. You don't want to make the wrong decision. You can make a fast decision, but you don't want to be the wrong decision.
All right, Bob and Grafton, question on the train derailment for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Thanks, guys. Hi, Congressman. I want to throw something out there and then have a couple, two possible solutions. You know, this guy had a guest on quite a while back there who had some statistics that I thought were pretty fascinating. Since oil started in North Dakota, there were extremely few amount of derailments, like one or two in like 10 years or something like that. I remember hearing that. And now, all of a sudden we have just, it seems, a rash of these derailments at the same time with this battle between, pipeline versus no pipeline and so on and so forth. Like you just stated, Harold Hamm said that we're one derailment away from being shut down. There's a lot of organizations, environmentalists and governmental, that would love to see the oil shut down here in North Dakota. That sure. said, I'm wondering if there's some sort of sabotage being committed here. And, BNSF has these vehicles, the pickups that are capable of driving on these tracks. I'm suggesting why not have some sort of an escort for the train, so far up ahead, so if it just, sees some sort of something with the track, they can race.
All right, Bob, hold that thought. We'll ask Congressman Cramer to respond as we continue live from Minot, First International Bank and Trust, on the Talk Radio Town Hall today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
It. When I say that, I know you instantly think about the auto parts you need, because that's what they're most famous about. Whether you need the quality parts to keep the family car running, or maybe you're restoring that first ride to full glory, you find everything you need with ASE Certified Parts Professionals at Heedalls. Your complete auto parts service locations all throughout the Dakotas, Montana, Minnesota. Check them out at Heedalls.com. But in addition to the parts, they have the people. Great folks like down in Linton, North Dakota, if you're ever in that neck of the woods, Gene Wolford down there. And I tell you what, 20-plus years he's been with Heedalls, and that's not uncommon. In fact, he's almost a newbie compared to some of the folks that have been at Heedalls as long as they have, but been there like, you know, over 21 years. And before that, worked for the Chevy Garage in town, and in the auto parts game, you know, 30-plus years. And just, it's every bit of his, you know, every fiber of his being is the auto parts game. And so you walk in the door at the Linton location, the Heedalls, and you're going to get some great service. He was telling me the other day how proud he is that they just get the parts out. They do the deliveries every day. Harriet Pollock, South Dakota, you know, they're out the door doing whatever it takes. Strasburg, you know, got shops that they service in that particular area. And he's master certified, the ASE test, as so many of the professionals are there at Heedalls locations. And his first car, so if you get in to see Gene Wolfer in Linton, you ask him about his first ride. He told me it was a 1952 Chevrolet two-door fastback. Pretty cool. Heedalls has it. Gene Wolfer down in Linton, and folks like him at all their locations throughout the Dakotas, Minnesota, and North Dakota. Heedalls. They do a great job. One of our fine sponsors here on the program. 26 before the top of the hour, we're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and your questions or comments, welcome for him at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. To Bob's point before the break,
yeah.
Okay, a lot of these happening. Prior to this, not a lot of it happening. What's going on? Why so many derailments? Why specifically oil? His point was, is there some sabotage going on, and is BNSF doing enough to make sure it isn't sabotage?
Well, first of all, Bob, I think, you know, that thought probably runs through a lot of people's minds. But that said, I think, as I said earlier, the thing about a derailment of a fuel car, whether it's oil or ethanol or whatever the case might be, is so much more dramatic than any other type of derailment that it gets on Fox News, like you said, Scott, earlier. It is national news when it happens. It's not national news when the grain train, you know, derails because it's, you know, it's grain spilled. And so I think that's part of it. I don't really think – I think the statistics are true. There aren't a lot more, that maybe not any higher percentage of derailment.
That said, there are some things to think about. Oh, by the way, as well, the inspection will find out what caused it, most likely, whether it's a broken axle or wheel, whether it's a track problem. The inspections are robust, they're vigorous, they're very regular. They'll find out most likely what caused the accident. And to this point, there's never been a hint that there's been any type of, sabotage, as Bob calls it, or anything like that. So, well, that's always one of the possibilities. So far, that's never been demonstrated. The other thing, though, to remember, Scott, and this is why I think we have to think about sometimes consequences, unintended consequences. Take, for example, the thickness of the steel rule. And John Reese, as I told you, who I'm with right now, and we're on our way, explained this very articulately to me a little bit ago. If you add steel to a car, a tanker car, of course you're adding weight. And weight is the standard, is one of the standards of the car. Well, that means you can put less oil in the car. What that means is there's more space in the car, which means the oil has more room to slosh back and forth. That has a detrimental effect on how the train moves, right? So everything has an action and a reaction. Every action has a reaction. So it's not like that may be part of it. I'm not saying that that's part of it, but we have to think about this, I think, in the context. Remember, 700,000 barrels per day of oil goes out of North Dakota on train every day. That means there's a lot of trains carrying a lot of Bakken crude. That's going to increase the volume. That's going to increase the likelihood that Bakken crude will be part of some future derailment. We're just not going to see all the other derailments in between on the national news.
Interesting. Appreciate that, Bob. Thank you very much. Others waiting here as well. A couple of calls that came in earlier, different topics. Let's get to those. Go ahead, Todd, and roll the next
if
one.
You would, please, could you ask our top Congressman Kevin Cramer why our government is refusing to acknowledge that this is an ICE attack down in Texas? I do believe is where this was. Things that they claimed responsibility for it and now have a hit out on the lady who organized it. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think it's a very good question. I think, first of all, we have to remember that our president won't even acknowledge that the I in ISIS stands for Islam. I mean, he's like the only person in the world that won't acknowledge that. Secondly, the fact that that the government won't acknowledge that the attack in Texas is related to ISIS when ISIS itself takes credit for it is a little bit peculiar, I suppose. Now, it is clearly different. The big concern is not so much whether ISIS is engineering these attacks in the United States, or that whether it's the beheading or the killing in Oklahoma some months ago, or what happened in Texas the other day. They're certainly inspiring it, and I think that gets to this one fundamental point that I think is important, and that is what we need to acknowledge, which this president refuses to acknowledge, is that at the very least, our war is not against the government. In some cases, it may be, but it is not against the government. It is against an ideology. And to quote Tony Blair, who told us, a number of members of Congress earlier this year, to deny that it is a spectrum of ideology is not helpful. Sticking your head in the sand is not helpful. Can you imagine if Ronald Reagan didn't acknowledge that communism was an ideology? Can you imagine if Roosevelt had not acknowledged that Nazism is an ideology? It's not just people with weapons. It's an ideology. And I think the lack of acknowledgement of that naivety or intentional ignorance is very unhelpful. So I share the caller's concern and frustration.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Sill in Fargo next for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550 today. Go ahead.
Hi, Sill. Yeah, good morning, Congressman. This is about the train derailment. There's one more technology that can be used. We can't stop the train derailments, but we probably can keep them from burning, and that's by taking all the volatile gases and liquids out of it as they load the tank cars.
Right.
And so, that can be done very easily.
Yeah, and that is being done in some cases. And, of course, North Dakota has a rule that is in place now that requires what is called stabilization, is the removing of the light gases by a certain percent to make Bakken crude more like, more like other crudes that are transported by rail and pipeline and other things. But the question becomes, I think, Phil, the reason it's an open question for some and the reason that, frankly, it's not part of this rule, which I think surprised some people and probably relieved some people and disappointed some people, is that the Department of Energy is not convinced that that would, in fact, help. That if you have tanker cars full of oil, stabilized or not stabilized, it is still a fuel. When they derail, it creates sparks. Obviously, it's metal on metal. And the sparks with fuel are going to create fires and, in some cases, explosions. Now, I think the different valves, the release valves that would release the vapors or to release the pressure easier and sooner are maybe helpful in the explosion process. At least that's certainly the theory. The thicker steel, the theory is, would, be less likely to open up and therefore create exposure. So that may be, but I think that there's right now the Department of Energy is doing a second phase of experimentation on Bakken crude to actually determine whether or not it really would make a difference to stabilize it. That said, North Dakota does have that rule, and there are stabilization facilities and processes taking place in North Dakota.
Appreciate the call, Sil. Thank you very much. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Here's another call that came in off the air about TPP.
Also, Congressman Kramer, my question is about this TTP trade agreement here.
Yeah.
It allows corporations to have nation status. That's why Monsanto's already joined the United Nations. We need to stop that. What are you going to do about it?
Right, and
he's
speaking specifically of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal that's for Congress right now.
Well, I thought he was saying TTP, but maybe it was TPP. So let's back it up a couple of steps. First of all, TPP is not a partnership that has been approved yet or has even been fully negotiated yet. Before that can even happen, the president is seeking from Congress TPA, which is Trade Partnership Authority, otherwise known as Fast Track Authority. Now, Fast Track Authority is authority that gives the president I don't want to call it autonomy necessarily, but it gives him authority to negotiate on behalf of the entire country, in this case, the TPP, the caller's point, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a partnership with the Pacific. So you're talking about the Asian nations largely. So first TPA has to be passed to give him that authority. But here's why TPA is important, if you will, and what the case for TPA is that Congress, and by the way, this is from a congressional standpoint, Congress first passes a whole bunch of sort of, its fingerprints, if you will, the parameters in which the president has to stay in order to negotiate. So whether it's protection for workers, environmental standards, wage standards, those kinds of things, whatever we might want to put in to those parameters, and that becomes part of TPA. Then we give the president this authority. Now, this is hypothetical because it hasn't happened yet, but it's passed both committees, both House and Senate committees. Then the president takes that authority and negotiates with the other partners, in this case TPP, to the caller's point. And then once he has, quote, the deal, and you can understand why other countries would want...
Hold that thought, if you would. Sorry to interrupt, Kevin, if you would. Hold your thought. We're up against the break. We'll do it on the other side. Lightning round, coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Segment on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up in just a moment. As I mentioned earlier, we're live at First International Bank and Trust today, 2150 21st Avenue Northwest in Minot, up on the North Hill. And Brock DeLoyer is here. Growth. Let's talk a little bit about a 23rd location and expansion in Minot. I guess that signifies some robust growth for First International Bank and Trust, huh, Brock?
Yeah, it really does. You know, First International has been around, actually, I think Perry mentioned earlier, 105 years. Last Friday was our anniversary for that. So it took us 100 years to grow to $1 billion in assets, and 5 years later we're at $2 billion in assets. So it tells you how crazy the growth has been here in North Dakota, you know, at the Bakken, you know, where Watford City's at. We're right in the heart of that. But obviously we're very well diversified as well. you know, if you go further back in our history, back to the Great Depression era, you know, we were the only bank to survive in McKenzie County at that time. So obviously being diversified and then smart with our investments and something that's new to us, we've been very good with that throughout the years.
Beautiful location, and folks in and around the North Hills should stop in and take in. And it doesn't look like a bank. I don't know if that's by design. But
it's definitely what we were going for up here, and we've had people come in and say that, and we don't take that the wrong way. That's exactly what we want them to say. So
come on up and see Brock and Perry and the rest of the crew here at the First International Bank of Trust location on the North Hill. And Minot Grand Opening coming up next month.
That is correct. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, Brock. Appreciate it very much. All right, we have to go to a lightning round because we have only 5 minutes left with Congressman Kevin Cramer and a lot to cover. I want to just piggyback on the TPP question here. Because
sure.
We have another one from a listener, a little different angle. But that particular listener obviously doesn't like one particular element of the deal. This one is saying, what about bypassing Congress? He says, please explain how the TPP will affect Americans if enacted, and his feelings about Obama's current power grab attempting to bypass congressional oversight when negotiating international trade partnerships.
Yeah. So doing trade obviously it requires a diplomat. It requires negotiation, and it's, you can't really negotiate as a Congress. If you had 535 people, you know, negotiating in the room, that'd be pretty difficult. So the way TPA works, Congress first sets the parameters under which the president can negotiate. Then the president goes about the negotiation, president and his negotiating team, of course. And then when they have the deal, they come back to Congress for a vote, an up or down vote. So Congress gets two shots at the deal. And then one of the areas, of course, sometimes of contention is how much oversight will Congress have? How many days will they have to review the deal? And I think in the current legislation, it's 60 days, as I recall, so that you can, so that the people's representatives have their shot, both at the front end and before there's some sort of a final agreement set.
So is it fair to say that the concerns that folks have right now, they should understand that you're going to be able to address them with your colleagues in Congress before they're final?
Yes, they should. And, in fact, Scott, you bring up an important point. I'm going to have my team put on my Facebook page, and maybe we'll tweet it out as well, a really good piece that Senator Ted Cruz and Chairman Paul Ryan, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in the House, co-authored on why TPA is important to Congress. And it lays it out very well. So we'll get that put up right away. They tweet it out and put it on Facebook page for people to get, or they can call the office if they want. And we can either email it to them or send it to them. In fact, when people write to me, I actually include that in the letter of response so that they get a good sense of it. But yeah, that's our shot at it. Now, one of the things that a lot of people bring up is, yes, we appreciate trade, we understand TPA, but we just don't trust this president. Well, okay, there's plenty of reason to be distrustful, but you can't not have good public policy that will go well beyond this president just because you don't like the way this president.
No, it makes sense. We only have 2 minutes left. I'm going to go lightning around as quick as I can with what's left here. Irvin in Bismarck wanted to know, and I forwarded this email to you and your staff as well, but wanted to know the status of HB 303, Retired Restoration Act for retired veterans who are receiving less than 50% disability.
And I don't know right off the top of my head on that one. I do know that I've co-sponsored a bill that would require veterans and their spouses, the surviving spousal act, to receive the benefits that they've earned, which means currently the VA oftentimes will mitigate one set of benefits with another set. So in other words, you earn your benefit by being a retiree. You earn additional benefits if you've been injured in war. And so those benefits, you should not eliminate or diminish the retirement benefits for disability benefits. If you've earned both, you should get 100% of both.
Yeah, and it sounds like that's the one they're talking about here. So
I'm a co-sponsor of the bill. It's in committee, has not had a hearing as yet, but we're pushing.
All right, and another comment here from a listener who wants to know, ask Congressman Cramer what he knows or can tell us about when Hillary Clinton will testify before the Special House Committee about the Benghazi attack.
Well, it's a good question. I don't know when, if, or how, what it's going to take to get her to testify. I see Trey Gowdy every day when I'm there. In fact, his the select committee on Benghazi's office is literally right across the hall from mine. You know, the door is, I walk out my door three steps, I'm in their office. So, I don't know that they've even subpoenaed her as yet. They do want her server. I think what they're negotiating now is whether or not to get both or whether or not to get one or the other. And I think that's a pretty strong negotiating position for Chairman Doughty and the committee. If she will come before the committee, swear under oath that the server doesn't have anything that's of interest to Benghazi, at least they have her in front of the committee. Where they are now.
We didn't even get a chance to get to the budget stuff, historic passage of the budget, but we'll have to do that next week. And look forward to finding out what you see firsthand up in Heimdall, North Dakota, with that train derailment as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks, folks. We're out of time. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow. Spring has sprung. A chase on the lake. Warm temps are here, so don't miss out on a chance to stay a few nights on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Stay now through May 21st and get a great deal. Classic hotel rooms or condos. Relax by the pool. Massage in the Copper Door of Ada Spa. And the only lakeside dining in Walker. Classic hotel room price, $79 a night. Classic two-bedroom, one-bath condo, $99 a night. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SPRING or call 888-242-7306. And celebrate the official kickoff this summer with a getaway for the entire family. Family fun and special savings Memorial Weekend at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. This offer is good May 22nd through the 25th and includes a bonfire, s'mores every night, movie night, ice cream social, open bowling, bingo, live entertainment at the 502, and special rates, $259 for two nights in a classic hotel room, $489 for three nights in a classic condo. Upgrades available, too. Go to chaseonthelake.com or call 888-242-7306.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.